This is Poetry Off the Shelf from the Poetry Foundation, May 27th, 2011. I'm Curtis Fox. This week, the new Children's Poet Laureate. First, there was Jack Perlutsky.
I hate it to bits. Just thinking about it is giving me fits. One taste, and I'm certain I'll instantly die. You can't make me eat that, so don't even try.
Then there was Marianne Hoberman.
Think how fast a year flies by, a month flies by, a week flies by. Think how fast a day flies by. A mayfly's life lasts but a day. A single day to live and die, a single day, how fast it goes. The day, the mayfly, both of those.
And now, the new Children's Poet Laureate is J. Patrick Lewis.
Two rules sword swallowers follow that normally follow a swallow. One, look up to the ceiling. Two, ignore your gut feeling.
Every 2 years or so, the Poetry Foundation names a new Children's Poet Laureate, who then serves as a kind of Johnny Appleseed in bringing poetry to the nation's children. J. Patrick Lewis, author of more than 50 titles, officially became the most recent Children's Poet Laureate at a ceremony in Chicago earlier in May.
The poem is called What to Wear Where. When I was a boy in Louisiana, we wore blue jeans and a red bandana. My folks moved up to the state of Maine. We wore duck shoes and slicker suit rain. My folks moved down to the state of Texas. We wore brand names like Lazy X's. Now that we're living it up in Vermont, we wear pretty much whatever we want.
To talk about J. Patrick Lewis, I'm joined on the phone by Sylvia Vardell, a professor of children's literature at Texas Women's University. Sylvia, tell us a little bit about J. Patrick Lewis. He's got a fairly unusual biography for a children's poet.
Yes, he does, doesn't he? He spent most of his adult life as an academic. He was a professor of economics in Ohio and a scholar of Russian history as well. And then I'm not quite sure what inspired the turn, but he made the switch to poetry, but only after careful study.
Mm-hmm. So he's kind of a late bloomer.
Yes.
So give me a sense about what separates him, his verse, from other people. What's unusual about it?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. I've thought about that a lot as well, because he's funny, and a lot of poets who write for young people are funny. Some of them try a little too hard to be funny, but his humor is often born out of language, and that is a distinctive feature. He's very good at using puns and wordplay to create sort of an organic humor. He also is very adept at channeling a childlike sensibility without being the least sentimental or condescending. It's quite a gift. People think it looks very easy, but obviously there's a great deal of discipline and craft there.
I want to play another poem for you, and this one is followed by Lewis's explanation of why this was not the best poem to read to a kindergarten class.
Okay.
It's called One Cow, Two Moos.
We used to have a single cow. We called her Mrs. Ruppel, but she got struck by a lightning bolt, and now we have a couple. She's walking sort of funny now. Oh, pity her poor calf. Old Mrs. Ruppel gives no milk. She gives us half and half. Well, the teacher started laughing, and I guess that was some kind of cue for the kindergartners to start laughing, even though it all went over their heads. Except for one little girl in the back who said, raised her hand, I called on her, she said, my dog got hit by lightning. I said, shoot me now and put me out of my misery.
You can see why he's so marvelously entertaining for children.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Tell me a little bit about how poetry sells to children these days. How is it? The children's book industry is huge, and it's. Mm-hmm. I think it's one of the areas of publishing that has survived pretty well in the age of the internet, because parents still want to read books to their children. Mm-hmm. Within that world of children's publishing, how is poetry doing?
It's a struggle, but I don't think that's a new struggle. poetry has always been sort of a stepchild in the publishing world, a tough sell, publishers will tell you. And I find that so frustrating because it's not because of the kids. The child audience is very responsive to poetry. I work in schools and libraries quite often, bringing in just an armload of poetry books and sharing randomly or often pre-selected poems I think they'll like, and then they'll ask for more. And do you have one on this? And it's not hard. Poetry is very accessible for kids. The obstacle is the adult gatekeepers in between, the parents or teachers or librarians who are either, I find two factors. One, it just isn't on their radar. They don't particularly think about it, care about it. No one's really ever gotten them that excited about poetry. It's sort of an afterthought, if it's a thought at all. Or, worse, they've had a really negative experience with poetry, which does seem to occur also still in this day and age. A teacher or some adult who's told you you're not analyzing it properly, you don't get it, no, you're not saying it right, whatever. Mm. And so they sort of purposely avoid poetry because they think, oh, I'm not capable, I can't handle it. So publishers tell me it's a hard sell, and so consequently they don't publish as much as perhaps we'd like, but it's not their fault alone. It's the, you know, the poetry buying audience that also needs to be developed. And I see improvement, I see more awareness, I see more poets writing certainly, and I know there's a great deal of interest, but there's certainly still plenty of work to be done to connect the audience with the poetry.
Okay, Sylvia, thanks so much.
Sure.
Sylvia Bardell is the author of Poetry Aloud Here, and she has a blog called Poetry for Children, where you can find lots of ideas for books for your children. J. Patrick Lewis is the new Children's Poet Laureate. You can find out more about him on our website, poetryfoundation.org. Do let us know what you think of this program, where our motto is,
shoot me now and put me out of my misery.
Email us at podcast@poetryfoundation.org. The theme music for this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. For Poetry Off the Shelf, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.